Last spring, 20 students and faculty members of the Physician's Assistant Program at Hardin-Simmons University traveled to Peru for a medical missions trip. They partner with Family Hope Centers, focusing on meeting the medical and physical needs of the community there in Peru. Joining me today in the studio is Director of the Physician's Assistant Program at Hardin-Simmons University, Dr. Jennifer Ames, and her Administrative Assistant, Bonnie Powell. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Dr. Ames, can you talk to us about the overall mission or the goal for the trip?
Our 2018 trip to Peru was to partner with Buckner Missions Group to bring health and hope to a community of underserved individuals in the mountains outside Cusco.
Wow. And I understand that this is the third year that your program will be taking this medical missions trip. How has the vision for this trip changed or evolved over the years?
So in 2018, we were in Peru in the highlands, and in 2019, we went to the Dominican Republic and served an underserved people group, refugees from Haiti in the sugarcane plantation fields in outside of the Dominican Republic city of La Romana. This year, we'll be going back to Peru with the same organization, Buckner, and working with the Family Hope Centers again on the coast of Peru and Lima.
So over the years, what have you learned?
Students come first, so our students' hearts really drive this. They prayerfully consider all of the planning, and our students really want to give back to not only their community but communities internationally. So we've learned logistics are important, but really as long as God is for us, then we have successful trips.
What are some of the needs that your group is meeting in these places, such as Haiti or Dominican Republic and Peru?
Well, we're meeting the medical needs as well as personal needs. We reach out to a lot of people there that have needs that sometimes we can't fulfill, but with the help of the people that are there with us, they can help to get those people, you know, they can get those people more help if needed.
Wow. So, Bonnie, maybe you can speak to this. What all goes into making a trip like this happen?
A lot. There's a lot of planning. We have a monthly meeting where we plan, and we started this back in the spring for this upcoming trip. We get an idea of how many students are going, as well as faculty, staff, outside people. Anyone is welcome to join us on the trip. They do not have to have a medical background. And then the students begin fundraising, which is a lot, which is a big deal. So they do a lot of fundraising. Last year, we were able to, several of the students were able to get their trips fully funded by fundraising. Then just a lot of planning, just, you know, all the logistics of it.
So last year, the program took 20 students, is that correct?
Yes.
How has this outreach grown? Will you be taking more on this year's trip? Are there certain abilities that students need in order to go?
Yes, we are. There are more. We have 30 in our class every year, and out of the 30, we have about 25 that have made a commitment to come on the trip next year.
Wow, that's awesome. So I understand that the program raises the funds to travel, and I know that you recently had a fundraiser. What did you do to raise funds for this year, and how was the turnout?
Well, we're still working on raising funds for our trip in the fall, or in the spring, rather. So it just depends on what the fundraiser is as far as the turnout. But our fundraisers are really just beginning, so we've got a lot of different things in the works right now.
For fundraising, are those funds used to cover the travel expenses, or are there other ways that those dollars are put to work?
It's for the travel expenses.
For the travel expenses. Mm-hmm. And how much more are you hoping to raise for this year's trip? And are there ways that our listeners and the community of Abilene can still contribute to your medical mission efforts?
Yes, it's each student, it costs about $2,500 per person to go on the trip. And so we do have an alumni page on our website, which they can reach out to and make a specific donation to a student or just to the overall program. So that is one way that the public could help.
What are some of the needs that your group is meeting in Peru, Haiti, Dominican Republic?
So we're meeting medical needs first and then supporting them with spiritual needs. Some of the most common medical needs are antiparasites. A lot of them have contaminated water, and it's very sad to see some of the children come with intestinal parasites and worms. So we treat all of the patients, over 400 each trip, with antiparasite medicines. Mm-hmm. Additionally, we can give basic medical care. Education is always important, giving them education on healthy living. housing and things that they may not have access to. Common medications that we use and take for granted, like anti-inflammatories, headache medicines, antibiotics, are hard to assess by many of these populations. So providing that care is key and really, really helps them have hope for the future and better health.
Wow. This is an impactful trip for not only this community, but the people that go on the trip. How has you both have been on the trips before?
Yes.
How has this impacted your lives?
Oh, I think it always opens our hearts and minds. It makes us realize, the students always say, it brings them back and lets them realize how fortunate they are, how blessed they are, mm-hmm. for things they take for granted, like bathing indoors or drinking water out of a clean faucet as opposed to out of a stream or a river source. So it's humbling, but it also is amazing to always see the joy that people have. Mm-hmm. It really opens our hearts to say, wow, how can we grumble and complain here when there's so much joy?
Yeah, and the people there, they have very little, but they're always happy. It is eye-opening.
That's wonderful.
And they're very appreciative of what we do for them.
It's sweet to see the kids. It's sad and sweet at the same time. We bring hygiene items, and mm-hmm. At one day we actually had to have security come help because they were just fighting over little shampoo bottles. I mean, things that we take for granted, then that could be a donation that people want to donate, little hygiene items from hotels that you may not even think about picking up, that really people are desperate for in other areas.
So for our listeners and the people in the Abilene community, what are specific ways that they can get involved, whether that's going on the trip, if they're interested in that, how can they find more information, or just donations? How do they go about doing that?
So they can contact Bonnie Powell, and her email address will be linked to this cast. It's bonniepowell@hsutx.edu, and she will get you all the information you need. Donations can be dropped off, everything from over-the-counter medications to hygiene supplies. Eyeglasses are a huge hit. That's a way to make an instant impact that can be lifelong for someone, donating some used eyeglasses that someone can wear and use for the rest of their life. We're happy to take donations for that, as well as monetary donations to support the whole trip.
The whole program and the whole trip. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I've had the pleasure of speaking with Director of the Physician's Assistant Program at Hardin-Simmons University, Dr. Jennifer Ames, and her Administrative Assistant, Bonnie Powell, as they prepare their program staff and students to travel to Peru for a medical missions trip. They partner with Family Hope Centers, focusing on meeting the medical and physical needs of the community in Peru. For KACU, I'm Lauren McDonald.